Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Michael Ian Black is a comedian and actor by trade, having starred in the sketch comedy series The State, Stella, Michael and Michael Have Issues, and more. He's also a man of science. He is co-host of the brand new show Duck Quacks Don't Echo, a National Geographic reality series that puts over-the-top theories to the test through in-studio and pre-produced experiments. He will star alongside fellow comedians Tom Papa and Seth Herzog, who will conduct a variety of zany experiments in order to answer these questions. What happens if you give someone an alcoholic drink but tell them it contains alcohol? Will they act drunk? Can four ceramic coffee mugs support the entire weight of a pickup truck? And can pigeons actually remember human faces? You know, the stuff you really, really, really need to know. The show premieres tonight at 10 o'clock on National Geographic. It is a great pleasure to welcome Michael Ian Black back to the roundtable. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me back.
It's a delight to have you here. This is exciting that you've got a new gig, a new show, and from what I've seen, it seems like a lot of fun. How did you get involved?
It's a fascinating story. They called and said, do you want to do this? And I said, yes.
There you go. That's all it takes. And
that's pretty much all it took.
And asking, how did they sell it? How did they bill it?
They said kind of exactly what you said, although with not nearly the suaveness that you said it, that it was going to be science and comedy, and was I interested? And I happen to like both of those things a lot. So I said, yeah, I'm definitely interested.
So when it comes to the questions that you're trying to answer, how do you come up with those questions?
Thankfully, I don't have to come up with anything because I have the education of a fifth grader. We have a team of researchers and writers who sort of scour the scientific literature and scour the internet for fascinating, offbeat, and unusual theories, and then we put them to the test.
When you say put them to the test, so how much of that is planned for you, or how much work has gone into that prior to when the cameras start to roll?
Well, a substantial amount of work is done prior to the cameras rolling, and then we have a team of people who go into the field and conduct experiments. And then the three of us, the comedians, sort of live in this studio home base, and we conduct a bunch of experiments there in front of a live audience. And when we do that, you know, we don't generally know exactly how it's going to turn out. You know, we have an idea, we have a hope, but it doesn't necessarily work out the way we want it to.
Do you like the idea of having it in front of an audience? I mean, I assume that brings the best comedic influences out of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a comedian, there's nothing worse than, you know, performing jokes to, you know, three guys behind a camera and a couple of guys holding a boom microphone. I mean, they're not the best laughers in the world. So anytime you can have a live audience there, it definitely makes it, I think, more fun for the audience and hopefully more fun for the audience at home, because it's also more fun for us.
When you actually start putting these things to the test, do you go in with an idea of, okay, this is going to work or this isn't going to work?
Yeah, we're hoping they're all going to work the way they're planned.
Right.
but of course, you know, a lot of things are unpredictable. I mean, we built these hovercrafts, which is actually really cool thing that anybody can do. I mean, that was the whole experiment, was can you build a hovercraft out of things that you just find in your house? And the answer is, yeah, you absolutely can. All you need is a leaf blower and a shower curtain and a lawn chair, a big piece of wood, and a fire extinguisher, and you can have your own very own hovercraft. So we built these hovercrafts, and Tom and Seth, my co-hosts, were racing them. One of them immediately broke, and when that happens, the thing just basically spun out of control, and that's just good fun.
It makes a difference to me. I don't know if it makes a difference to you, and maybe I'm just being snobby. I apologize if that's the case. But it seems if you get a call for that and the show is on another, you know, some cable network perhaps you've never heard of, is different than when you get the call from National Geographic. I mean, that name means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, both because of their history and because of their imprimatur of their television network, which actually does pretty good programming.
Yeah.
I think they've managed to figure out a way to make the offbeat and the scientific and the adventurous fun without it being trashy. I mean, I think they've done a good job of transferring the brand of National Geographic into the world of television, and you know we're hoping to continue that for them.
So you can come in and have fun, but at the end of the day, there is some purpose, there is some point to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely meant to be fun and educational.
Yes.
But the education, you know, it's the classic spoonful of sugar theory of education. And the medicine that we're giving you that is actually not terribly applicable to real life, although I will say it has changed my life in a couple of important ways. The first way is this. Did you know that the bathroom stall closest to the door in a public restroom is by far the cleanest stall? And the reason is because people tend to associate privacy with distance from the door, so they use those stalls more.
Yes.
But they use the one closest to the door so much less frequently that it is by a factor of 5 or 6 cleaner than all the other stalls. So I've now taken to using that stall.
Does that then change the results?
Over time, it will, yes, but only if a lot of people watch the show.
I'm kind of
conflicted, you know, because I want people to watch the show, but at the same time, I don't want a dirty bum.
Absolutely. Who does? You know, I first became aware of you through which is still one of my favorite television shows of all time, Ed, on the NBC television network. And was that your first major acting gig?
No, it was the first time I was on a network show. It was my first network show, and so, yeah, in that respect, it was a first for me, and it was one of the few shows that I'd been involved with to that point that I didn't have a hand in creating or writing.
Right.
So, it was a great experience and a great opportunity, and the show ran for 3.5 years or something. And I'm still close with the people that I met on that show, so it was tremendous.
You worked out of a bowling alley in New Jersey. I mean, how much fun is that?
I know. It was extremely fortuitous because I'd been living in L.A. right before that. I moved out to L.A. for like a year just to test the waters and see what I thought of it because I'd been based in New York before that. And after about a year, I was like, I don't want to live here. I don't care about my career enough to live in Los Angeles. So I moved back with my wife to the East Coast with a very sort of uncertain future ahead of me. And then 4 months later, I got Ed, which shot, as you said, at a bowling alley in New Jersey, and that kind of made me feel very good about my decision to follow my heart instead of my head.
Well, the new show is Duck Quacks Don't Echo. It premieres tonight at 10 o'clock on National Geographic. Michael Ian Black, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much, and I wish you all the luck in the world with the new show.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.